The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is Bruce Valanche. Remember on Hollywood Squares, the guy to the left of Whoopi, if that's possible? I'm listening to John Orlando on the PVD cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 387. I hope all is well with you out there, and thank you very much for checking out this episode of the PVD cast. Well, we are a few days removed from the 4th of July, and I hope that you had an enjoyable one. I hope you had a safe one. As for myself, I journeyed over to Ringside Rand's house, a friend of the show, one half of the pro wrestling pundits. He always throws a little backyard barbecue in his neighborhood. And then we walk about one block north of his home and we watch the fireworks in Upper Arlington. And they always put on a great show. This year was no different. And that's how I spent my 4th of July. I hope that you again had a very enjoyable 4th of July. And some people will tell you this marks the downward trend for summer, that we have a few weeks in July and then August, and then Labor Day will be here, and that's the official end of summer. I don't know about you, but the way that the weather is sometimes in September in Central Ohio, I think that we can think about the official end of summer being the end of September. But nonetheless, for this episode, I've invited back a guest, Justin Corleone from the Three Geeks podcast. He's going to join me to do another little countdown of our favorite movies. We did one way back in May regarding our favorite mob flicks. This time, we're going to talk about our favorite summer movies. And when I say summer movies, I mean movies that actually have summer as the setting. We're going to have some of the tried and true favorites, some underground hits, so to speak, etc., etc. So kick back, get ready to enjoy our list of fantastic summer movies that we love, that we hold so near and dear. But before we get to that conversation between Justin and I need to thank the great sponsor of the PVD cast, World's Greatest Comics. You hear me all the time talk about how great the store is. It's like the Taj Mahal of comic book stores. They got everything you need for your fandom, whether you're talking single issues, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, a great pool system, a friendly staff. Again, need I say more? Those are all the things that you want in your comic book store. So, if you're in Central Ohio, you got to check out the place. 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio is where the store is located. You can also find them online. Just look for their website, which is wgcomics.com. And they're pretty darn active on the Facebook page. Just search for at WGComics. And once again, I want to thank all the fine folks down there at World's Greatest Comics for being a great sponsor of this beloved podcast. All right, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear Justin and I talk about our favorite summer movies. All right, Justin, you're here to discuss your favorite summer movies, as am I. And let's maybe explain to the folks real quick. We're looking at our favorite summer movies. So these are not the best or the biggest blockbusters or et cetera, et cetera. So for the listeners at home, this is just our personal faves. And you know what, dude, I totally forgot to ask how you're doing. My bad.
Are you good? I'm doing great. It's the 4th of July. Hopefully everyone's having a good 4th. And yeah.
By the time this airs, it'll be past the 4th of July. But, you know, I feel like, and we talked about it off air, to me, I think 4th of July is more of a late afternoon, evening, nighttime holiday. Like, there's not much to do. I mean, you could go to a parade, right? Mm-hmm. But after that, you're done the parade by 11 noon. You got to kill some time. Because like myself, I have a 4th of July cookout to go to, but it doesn't start till 6.
That's a dinner. That's a 4th of July dinner.
Yeah, well, call it what you will.
I will. I did.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, it's not a big deal to kind of chill and do some stuff, you know, prior to going to your event. So it's not like, I don't know. I guess some people would think it's unpatriotic for you to, like, you know, mow your yard or work on your car or whatever before you go to your 4th of July dinner / cookout.
Well, I will tell you this. I mowed my lawn this morning and I felt very patriotic because I was taking care of my property.
That's right.
What's more American than taking care of your property?
Because if you don't mow that yard, Justin, the communists win.
That's right. That's right. It's like Red Dawn every month.
Every month you only mow your yard once a month?
Listen, let's not look too far into my comments about my landscaping ability. Okay. It may or may not be true.
Have you ever done Red, White, and Boom? And for those folks that don't know what that is, here in Columbus, Ohio, the 3rd of July, we always have a big fireworks display that goes on downtown. Mm-hmm. Lots of people flood the downtown area to watch the fireworks set to music and everything. Have you ever done Red, White, and Boom?
I've done it once properly with a buddy of mine and never again. Because he visited me. He was from Oregon at the time. So he flew in just to hang out with me for like the weekend and then the 4th. And boy, that was a lot of people. I'm not built for that many humans to be around me. But it was a lot of fun. I mean, the event is cool. It's everything around the event that, I mean, if you're kind of introverted, it's a lot.
I agree with you on that sentiment. I did it once. I don't mind being around crowds, but it was just too much. It was like, it was at a level that I was just like, I want to go home. I don't want to be around this many people. Some people are making very poor choices where I was. I don't want to be around there.
You're implying someone was smoking something they probably shouldn't have is my guess.
Correct. And this is a years ago before that was an okay thing to do, I guess. You know, it wasn't legal then, so to speak. And I just want to, and then getting home was a nightmare.
That's a 2 hour and a half.
Yeah. I was like, I live right in Worthington, so I don't really need, like, yeah, it was a nightmare. I would much rather just watch it on TV because they televise it here in Columbus. I'd rather just sit in my own home on my own couch in the air conditioning and watch the display.
So I'm with you, but I'm in my 30s now. So in my 20s, I always used to make the mistake of recording like any like fireworks show I was on. And as an adult, like I'm 20 as an adult, like as I've gotten older, I'm like, no one cares. No one cares about like this thing that's exploding in front of me. Like, unless you were there, you don't care. Like, I've yet to like see like, hey, you want to see this fireworks show I went to? Like, that sentence has never come out of my mouth, and no one's ever asked like, hey, you went to that thing? Do you have any photos from it? Oh yeah, sure. Look at these cool pictures. You know, like I have yet to have someone do that. And maybe I'm not asking the right people. And if you are the right person, please. I have plenty of. Photographs of fireworks exploding.
Fireworks, no. Cosplay outfits at a Comic-Con, yes. You should take plenty of those photos, especially if they're like really intricate and awesome.
Yeah, as long as they're consenting. I always get weird when like taking pictures of people like in an event. Like, obviously they dress up so they want people to like see them, but do they want people to take a picture of them? It's like yeah. I don't know. I always make sure ask permission.
You know what? Yes, that is polite etiquette, and I agree with you that I think 90% of folks that do cosplay and go to a convention, they're cool with that. But you do have those few individuals that might not be cool with it. And it's like, then why are you dressed like Elektra?
Yeah.
You know.
I usually try to go as Butterbean.
Oh, I don't know if people remember who that is, to be honest with you, Justin.
I hope so. He was a saint. He was knocking people out. His hands were rated E for everyone. He was a man amongst men.
His hands were rated E for everyone. Oh God, I can I steal that?
Yeah, I mean, it's out there. I mean, if you look at plenty of like videos and stuff, it's a common term for boxing stuff.
But okay. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, please steal it. I mean,
okay.
But be prepared that other people have heard it.
Okay. All right. I've never heard that before, but I dig that. I'm putting that in my commentary folder for the next wrestling show I'm commentating.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. All right. Well, let's go ahead. Let's jump into it, shall we?
Yeah.
Top three favorite summer movies. We'll also throw in some honorable mentions. We're going to tell you what they are, what these movies are, and why we like them. So, Justin, go ahead and start us off with your first selection.
Sure. I assume we're going to go bottoms up.
Yeah, let's go from three to one. Sure. And okay. Then honorable mentions.
Cool. This one would be The Sandlot. Not my favorite summer movie, but like it's a staple in my summer movie watching. I think every summer I at least catch it one time. I really love it. It's you get the Beast, a bunch of children playing baseball in the backyard. I remember doing that, like move for the cars and stuff. I used to do that when I was lived in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So it was a lot of fun. It just kind of you were able to place yourself into that kind of memory lane, you know. But I really enjoyed it. And one of those kids went off to play baseball or whatever in the I think majors. I think that was the storyline. But yeah, no, it was good.
Oh yeah, you know what? It's this, as you said, it's a staple. It is a movie that I think every kid can kind of relate to, except for me, because I did not really like playing baseball because I was terrible at it. It's a great movie. It really is. Yeah. But I didn't make that connection to the, you know, the aura of it, if you will, because again, I'm terrible at softball and baseball. Like I am just awful. I have tried to play it and it's an epic fail every time.
Yeah. Well, I think what the movie does so well, and it kind of, it's at the very end of the movie, but like you never think about it when you're a kid. And people have mentioned this before when talking to people, but like eventually you play with your friends for the last time, whichever friend it was. And it kind of captures that, right? Cause like people start moving away at the end. Sure. Like you see, like you start seeing, like, I think that's like a nice way to approach that. Cause it is true. Eventually you stop doing the thing that you were doing with these people and you got to transition on your life doing different things. And I thought they handled it well.
Yeah, I agree with that. So you start off being really good friends and then you're Facebook friends.
That's true. Yeah. And then you're wishing them well on their wedding and or birth of their child. You say, oh, hey, hopefully everything's good.
It's the circle of life.
Yeah. But you were friends with Tom first, which is MySpace was a thing.
That's true. I was friends with Tom first as well. What a reality check it would be if we found out that Tom was nothing more than like an android robot.
The first time traveler. He's like, you're gonna need me.
That's right.
You need my friendship.
Yes. Anyway. Okay. My first selection is going to go 180 degrees from your selection. Cause your selection I feel is maybe more joyous. Obviously has.
Oh boy, you're
going
to be sad, huh?
I'm going to be a little bit devastating on this one. I'll explain why in a moment. But yeah, yours is very fun, very light, very enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Mine, on the other hand, is going to be serious. It's going to talk about serious topics.
It's a Weekend at Bernie's. I know.
It is not Weekend at Bernie's. No, it is not. Funny you mentioned that. It was a consideration.
It's good. It's a fun movie.
It was a fun movie.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't want to.
No.
Come on.
No. I thought about it. Yeah. I thought about it, but. I'm going to go with Do the Right Thing, Spike Lee's movie, because I feel like that movie, I liked it because I'm a huge old school hip hop fan. So I love Public Enemy. They did, you know, of course, the music for that and the whole hip hop culture in the late 1980s. I was all about it. So that was number one. But number two, I felt like the message of this idea of how disputes can turn very ugly very quick. You know, the whole problem in the story is why are there no African-American folks up on the wall of the pizzeria? And that seems like such a minor thing to become so enraged that by the end of the film, there's a full-blown almost riot going on. And to me, I felt like when you watch that movie, the idea of the heat of the summer just continues to fan those fuel.
Everyone's uncomfortable, just naturally uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're naturally uncomfortable, and then you become irritated. I mean, I can relate to this. Just a few days ago, I went to a concert at the Newport. It was warm in there. I sweated buckets. I was a little bit irritated when I came out. And, you know, so I did not really want to talk to people. I just wanted to get to my car and get in the air condition, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's something that is relatable about how uncomfortable you are. And so the uncomfortableness of the weather plus the uncomfortableness of the subject of there's no African-American folks on this wall, I think makes for a very interesting summer movie.
Yeah, I'm uncomfortable right now. I get it.
You're uncomfortable because just in general. I live my life uncomfortably.
I'm the David Goggins of podcasting.
Okay, fair enough.
That's not true. I'm very weak.
All right. Well, let's.
But no, it's a great choice. Yeah, it's a great choice.
Yeah, it is.
It's much deeper than mine. That's good.
Well, and I remember seeing it and just really. I think the first time I saw it, it was just all about the hip hop culture and oh man, that's Public Enemy in the background and Radio Raheem is so cool because he's got the big giant stereo and that. But then second watching, you're like, oh, I got it. I'm like, oh, there's I get really what the whole movie is talking about. Like I think I overlooked it. I did overlook it in the first viewing. So side note, next week it is playing as part of the Kappa Summer Movie Series here in Columbus, Ohio at the Ohio Theater. So I'm looking forward to catching it again and seeing it on the big screen, actually, because I never saw it on the big screen.
We should do this podcast once in that theater. Shouldn't they have off nights?
Maybe. That's a possibility. Woo, look at that. Future PVD cast episode.
That's what I'm saying. What a cool backdrop that would be. It would have to be in video, though, because we're losing it if we're not.
Yeah, the glory and the magnificence of that theater. Yeah. All right, how about your second pick?
Number two, The Goonies, my sister's favorite summer movie, and I like it a lot, but I do think I've been swayed. But Sean Astin, Josh Brolin, Corey Feldman, like, that was a fun cast, and it's also just a really memorable movie. And again, I'm a sucker for, like, coming of age stories, friendship groups going and doing stuff. Like, it's, I don't know, I'm a big fan of it, similar to The Sandlot.
Well, I think that that's a common theme that many of these summertime movies have, is this idea of camaraderie and friendship and whatnot. So that's a solid pick. I definitely expected to hear that one mentioned.
I hope so.
My second pick is Jaws.
Oh, man. The first summer blockbuster.
The first summer blockbuster. But more importantly, I think it is just got that connection to, like, I don't think you can watch Jaws in December and it packs the same punch.
Yeah, because you're not going to go to the ocean soon.
Right. That's the thing, is that it unnerves you enough that you go, you know, you watch in the summer, then you go to the beach, and then you might just be a little bit paranoid and go, is that driftwood or is that a shark coming at me?
Yeah, I always go, I never go more than shin deep because I can, having metal feet sounds cool. Having metal legs, not so much.
I guess so.
I don't know. I'm just making things up at this point. But no, I mean, no, I agreed, though. Anything like that is freaky. That giant octopuses scare me. Giant squid.
Okay. How about Piranhas? Have you ever seen that movie, Piranha 3D?
Yeah, but I saw the Mythbusters on Piranha, and they literally swam with them. So unless I'm being real dumb or have some unfortunate accident, I don't think Piranha would kill me. Okay, giant squid or what?
Go ahead, giant squid. I want to hear about the giant squid.
Well, I know. I just say, like, I feel like on just a random Sunday, I could just have a giant squid wrap me up and, like, me never be seen again. Like those poor people in the Titanic sub. It would be real quick. Yeah. Or some type of shark just deciding to be like, you know what? He looks tasty. Or it looks like a seal, which is like a compliment. No, not a compliment. It's an insult to my weight and what I look like in the water.
Okay, but wait. I'm not an aficionado when it comes to Mythbusters. So recap.
I'm pretty sure there was a whole episode or like one of the segments. I think one of the main people like swam with Piranha just to show that, like, hey, unless like you get them into some type of frenzy, like you have like, I forget what the, there's a lot of like caveats to like, hey, these things, if you just swim with them, they're not going to tear you up. If you have like an open wound and they know to bite you, like then you're in trouble. Like, you know what I mean? Like, but as long as you're not like just bleeding out next to them, I don't think, I could be totally off base with like what causes them to do it, but I know for sure that they swam with them and it wasn't a big deal.
I'll tell you what, whoever did that has some serious balls, because I would not.
That's right. I would, yeah. Just a little sleeping dogs lie. I mean, yeah. I'd be one of them people like want to be like a villain and just have like a piranha tank behind you and be like, listen, John, keep talking about it. You're gonna be about it.
Tell me what the nuclear codes are, John.
That's right. Yeah. Or dip your hand in. We're going to call you one-handed Orlando here shortly if you keep talking.
Yeah, you know, that doesn't sound pleasant at all. I don't.
No. Have you fished hair, put parts of your body off? No. Nope, it sounds not, miserable.
Mm-mm. Wasn't there also, and I don't know, this may be an urban legend too, but I thought there was a fish that would swim in streams, I think over in Vietnam or whatnot, that would like try to swim up your opening in your penis where you pee out of, like your
urethra. That's, I mean, I don't know where in the world, but I remember seeing that too, because that was in my nightmares as a child for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, high school Justin definitely watched the Discovery Channel more than he should have and saw that episode of some type of thing. I was like, I'm not going to the Amazon ever.
Not going to the Amazon.
Well, I think the movie The Rundown, didn't The Rundown have like them talk about that fish and or parasite? I think they did. Because
I'm not sure where I heard it.
I think The Rock and the one guy was Sean William Scott?
Sean William Scott.
They were talking about like swimming and like how you could potentially have something go up your pee hole.
Yeah.
I do believe it's real, and I do believe it's terrifying, and a hard pass entirely.
You know what? I'm just gonna play it safe. I'm just not going to Brazil. Period. We're not the Amazon, Brazil. I love Brazil. Nothing against you. I'm just playing it safe because you may have those weird fish that crawl up your wiener, and I
feel like that part of the world has a lot of things that can kill you. It's like Australia. It's beautiful, but if you're not on your P's and Q's, you could get got real quick.
Yeah, let's not lie. Pretty much everywhere has that. Maybe
North America is pretty safe. I mean, as long as you don't mess around with bears or like a random rattlesnake, like you're like usually pretty good.
Speaking of bears, apparently in Franklin County, we had a sighting of a brown bear in a neighborhood up here.
Did someone have a pet bear? There's no, like, that we're so far removed from like bear country. Like,
I know it was on the news because I saw it, and then minutes later, I got an email from my cousin who does not live in Columbus but lives in the eastern part of the state asking me if I was safe because, quote, cocaine bear was on the loose, end quote.
I mean, I have seen that movie, and if that bear was around, I would be going to Florida. Like, or Texas, one place that had a lot more guns than I currently own, because that bear would not die.
What if you went to Australia or Brazil and pitted cocaine bear against those other?
Now we're just fighting fire with fire. just drop the bear. What, the bear's on a jet ski, just traveling his way to Australia to come kill me? Like, what did I do specifically to piss this bear off to make him want to hunt me down? You know,
you laugh, but this is the plot of Jaws 4.
I mean, I laugh because I've not seen Jaws 4. It's not Jaws 3D, is it?
Jaws 4, literally, it's inferred that the Great White is coming to kill the rest of the Brody family who's on vacation, I think, in the Bahamas or wherever.
If you're part of that family, why would you even go in the ocean? Like, let's just side. There's plenty of cool things in the world that doesn't involve the ocean.
Right, but...
And if you have a shark that's like, hey... This specific genome, this DNA, I have to eat. Well, maybe we don't.
Like the Great White's just like a mob boss.
Yeah, just go to Michigan. Just go to the Lake Erie. It's fine. It's big. You can hang out there, and you don't have to worry about a shark.
Let me tell you something, Brodies. You've taken my relatives, and I've taken your beloved sheriff. But I'm coming for you. You all must die.
Why don't I picture him in a singlet? Why don't I picture the shark in a singlet? Why, he's like just a wrestler, just like
I can hear it now. Ladies and gentlemen, later tonight in the main event, we have the Great White taking on the Brody family. Great White, come on in. Let's get your comments on the match here. That's going on later on tonight.
Well, let me tell you something, Mean Gene. I plan on eviscerating all of the Brody family.
I've got a big stomach to fit the whole family.
I'm walking out as the North Atlantic Ocean Heavyweight Champion.
Why do you sound like Nixon? I didn't know Tricky Dick was a shark. Holy cow.
Oh, he was a shark, all right.
I am not a crook, and I also need some salt water.
Oh, we've gotten off track, folks.
Sorry, all right, yeah.
But anyways, there you have it. So Jaws is my second one. Let's go to your first selection for a favorite summer movie.
Okay. July 4th, today, it's our Independence Day. And then my movie is Independence Day. Is that yours? Your face tell me it's yours too.
To be double up. You're gonna make fun of me. I never thought about that as a summer movie.
Aliens
I did not
on the 4th of July. We had to respond to an alien invasion with fireworks and a crop duster.
Wow, okay. I'm serious. That's fantastic. That is a great, great selection. I can't believe I didn't think about it because you're right. It is the epitome of what today is all about. I mean, you know, not the whole aliens.
The world came together to fight a menace, a squid-like menace. I can't think of something more summary than that.
Wow. Okay. I'm blown away by that. Absolutely. I can't. I'm questioning some of my decisions I've made here in the last 24 hours.
I mean, I question a lot of your decisions the past 24 years. But we're still here.
That's true. And you know what?
You agree with me about 24 years. That's too long, John.
You know what? You say it's too long. And here's the thing I was just going to say. I was like, at one point in my life, you're like, oh, yeah, 24 years. That was like 72. You know, and like, oh. No, that was literally 1999. That's
You were making conscious decisions then.
Sorry. Yeah, I was.
You were almost an adult.
Oh, I was way past being an adult. Remember, I'm an old man.
That's true. John's old.
That's right. But you know what is not old?
Oh, boy.
My great sponsor, World's Greatest Comics.
What a transition. They love that.
Thank you. Thank you. You know what? I just got to give them props, Justin, real quick here, because when it comes to your comic book fandom, they got all the bases covered, just like at the Sandlot. They have single issues, graphic novels, collections, toys, collectibles. They have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of back issues. You can attest to how great World's Greatest Comics is.
I love them.
You have been a fine, fine patron for many, many years. And if you need to check them out, well, there's a couple of different ways you could do that. First off, if you're in Central Ohio, you owe it to yourself to stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you could check them out online, wgcomics.com, or their Facebook page, of which they are super active on the Facebook page. Just search for at WG Comics. And I want to thank Jeff and all the fine folks down there for being a proud sponsor of the PVD cast.
Hey, I just made fun of your 24 years of poor decision making, but that was a good read. That was
thank you. Good. That's good. Good. That's good because guess what? I have another one going on here.
In just a few seconds.
No. Hey, man, you got to give props and pay some bills, man. And this one involves you because, as you may know, Justin, me, you, and of course, Jason Taylor, we are the triumphant. The triad that's bringing you a great Patreon page. And of course, I'm talking about the Larry Hankins Stories, a Patreon page that contains tons of cool content about everyone's favorite actor, Larry Hankin. We are involved in this project. You should check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Just go over to, of course, patreon.com/Larry Hankin. Check out all the cool stuff that we have at various different tiers. And don't forget, he has a book out as well called That Guy. You need to check it out as well. Go over to Bear Manor Media, and check out
too many bears in mind.
Excuse me?
Too many bears in mind. Sorry.
Too many bears in mind. I assure you that at Bear Manor Media, there are no bears on cocaine. I can assure you of that.
I'm never 100% sure about anything about that.
Well,
put me on that. 95.
I've vetted Bear Manor Media. There are no cocaine bears that are employed by them. Now, there could be a few ex-bears that maybe were on the payroll that did cocaine. They are no longer there. That I can assure you of. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, check out that guy over at Bear Manor Media or wherever you find books such as Amazon or whatnot. And check out the Patreon. Once again, that's patreon.com/LarryHankin. All right, Justin, all the plugs are out and done.
Our boat's sinking if the plugs are out.
Yes, they would be. And then we might need to get a bigger boat.
All right, we're done.
Okay. That's right. Anyways, let's wrap this up. My number one. My number one favorite summer movie, Dazed and Confused.
That's a good one. That's my brother's cast. Favorite movie. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, all-star cast. It just brings you back to that simpler time, I guess you could say, the 70s and high school antics when things were, I don't know, we'll just say different back then. You know what I mean? But think about the cast, Mila Jovovich, Ben Affleck, Matthew McConaughey. I'm trying to think who else is in it. That Nikki Katz. I mean, there's so many folks that are in it that went on to bigger and better things. It's the first Richard Linklater major release film. It's just a favorite of mine. I usually watch it once a summer.
Nice. It's sweet. It's an awesome movie. I'm a big fan of it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you grew up in the 70s, right? How was that?
I was born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s. Because I was 75, and then, so I remember a little bit of the 70s, but not a lot. I was more of an 80s dude.
That's fair.
Love so that makes me what? Gen X? Is that what that makes me?
I don't know.
Who knows?
It makes you a generation. We'll say that.
Are you talking about my generation? Cue the who?
Oh, God. Oh, John.
All right. How about some honorable mentions? I stated that Weekend at Bernie's was going to be an honorable mention for me because it is a fun, silly, ridiculous comedy. The whole story's worked around a big party, a big party animal in Bernie. What do you have for a few honorable mentions?
A few. So I'll have two. Okay. Ghostbusters.
Oh, you know what? Kind of forgot about that setting. Yeah, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Classic.
Mm-hmm. And Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Driving around, convertible.
Did that take place in the summer? I'll be darned. I did not know that. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it did. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen it, but I'm pretty confident it's a summer movie.
All right. Okay. My other one besides Weekend at Bernie's that I just recently rewatched again, Rear Window. Alfred Hitchcock's masterpiece with Jimmy Stewart, Grace Kelly, Raymond Burr. Obviously, it's the fact that the murder takes place in summer because everybody has their windows all open and everything. They can hear things, see things, and it gives you that immersive type of feel when you watch the movie because you can hear all the different sounds and everything because the windows are open. It's probably my second favorite Hitchcock film. I really do dig Rear Window. And awesome. If anybody is curious, my first favorite Hitchcock film. No, not The Birds. It's one of his obscure films from England. I really love I Confess. With Montgomery Clift. Huh?
Yeah. Sorry, it was a dumb pun. Go, keep going.
Oh, anyways. Dumb puns aside, I really like I Confess. I think it's a very well done film and it's an interesting tale.
Nice. So, sweet.
Yeah.
I've not seen it, so I can't comment too much, but I'm glad you enjoyed it. Is the one, did that one come to the theater in Columbus then?
I Confess, yes.
What did they both in?
Yeah, a while ago it came. That's where I first saw it, and I'm like, wow, this is such an ingenious plot about the priest that knows about the murder but can't really talk about it because of that whole, you know.
Yeah, conflict of interest.
Conflict of interest, yeah. Catholic faith, you confessed, I have to keep it close to the vest.
Trees rhymed. That was sweet.
Yeah. What can I say?
You're a pro.
I'm a pro. I spit hot fire.
Oh, God dang it. You ruined it.
Was that your line?
No, you just flushed it.
All right. Well, let's talk about the Three Geeks podcast real quick. You are a proud member of that crew.
Sure am. Three Geeks podcast, YouTube or wherever you find your podcasts. We have a live show on Saturdays, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. We throw out shorts and videos throughout the week. Not as consistently as we want, but we'll get there. But yeah, that's Three Geeks podcast. We'll eventually have a website up, but right now the Dot Ninja is taking a nap. Whoever's owning that space kind of crap the bed for us, but that's fine. YouTube and wherever you find your podcasts.
I like that the ninja took a nap because
that's right. Yeah, I mean, he's always vigilant when he's not.
You know what? Because two things about that. Number one, ninjas could never be defeated, so he has to be taking a nap. And number two, I think we should watch American Ninja so that we can see if that's a favorite summer movie.
Love that. I do love ninjas.
It would clearly be a patriotic film.
We should watch that and then watch all of the shows of American Ninja Warrior where they're just like falling off of things, just running the obstacle course one, and just like review that. Like this is time. We really thought John would make it, but John didn't make it. He died the first round.
I personally loved MXC, if you remember that.
Oh, me too. The commentators made that show. They were
so funny. Oh, they did. I loved the voiceover commentary. That was MXC was awesome. Mm-hmm. Man, mm-hmm. I wish Spike or Paramount would bring that back. It's got to be streaming somewhere. Repeats.
It has to. Worst case scenario, it's probably on YouTube somewhere. Yeah. Someone's probably pirated
True.
It.
True. All right. With that, we kind of, again, deviated from the plan as we're wrapping things up. Justin, thanks again for coming on. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah, all right. Nice. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode.
See you.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with Justin Corleone from the Three Geeks podcast. And I hope that you liked some of the movies that we picked that are our favorites that have to do with this current season of summer. And let me tell you where you can get in touch with me to voice your opinion. First off, you can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. You can also leave me a message over on the Facebook or Instagram feeds. Just look for @PVDcast. And if you want to be old school, you can reach out to me via email. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is my email address. Maybe you'd like to tell some folks about where they can hear this awesome podcast. Well, there's a bunch of avenues for that as well. First off, PVDcast.com is the online home of yours truly, where you can pick up every single episode. But it's also available through all of those major podcasting outlets, no matter which one you use. All you got to do is go to the search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after it, and you should find it. And while we're talking about those outlets and apps, please rate and review. Leave me as many stars as you feel I deserve, and, you know, give me a quick little review. You know, maybe two words, great podcast, awesome episode, whatever. You don't have to write a lot. But again, rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm. It moves me up the charts, and I would greatly appreciate it. Now, for two more ways you can hear this great podcast, well, one of them is really simple. You just go over to the Facebook page on a Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can listen to this little live broadcast that I do featuring the week's episode. And if you are a fan of internet radio, the PVDcast is available through CROC, Croc Radio out of British Columbia. Just head on over to wherever you get your internet radio from, and I am sure that Croc Radio is in their catalog as well. So there you have it, four different ways, four different avenues, whatever you want to say, for you to hear the PVDcast. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I want to thank you once again for checking out the episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. following has been a presentation of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2023.